A group of health policy innovators gathered at the Dena'ina Center in Anchorage this morning to talk about how Alaska's healthcare systems have evolved. The event is part of the Alaska Healthcare Commission's initiative to look at how Alaskans' health status has improved in the last 60 years. A lot has changed in that time, including the development of an independent tribal health system. Paul Sherry was a part of that development, first with the Tanana Chiefs Conference, and then with the Alaska Native Tribal Health Consortium, where he was CEO until 2008. Sherry says in the 50s and 60s, healthcare leaders were focused on designing a healthcare system that worked for the unique aspects of Alaska.
People gave a lot of examples of how the different elements of our system worked together to bring forward new solutions to problems like infectious disease and clinical care access and behavioral health, and I think a lot of the programs that you see in place today are a result of hard work and strategic planning back 20 and 30 years ago. So that's what we were focusing on, was the background of that.
And in that context, how much have Alaska's health systems changed in the last 60 years?
Well, let's say at least 50 years. I think we moved from a time when infectious disease was the major health issue in the state. And since that time, with all the improvements in immunizations delivery and better water systems and housing conditions, you know, we don't see infectious disease at the levels they were 50 years ago. Today, Alaska enjoys a substantially higher level of clinical care access than 40 years ago. The ability to get to see a trained clinical provider, whether that's a community health aide or a mid-level practitioner or a specialist, now in the state, changed dramatically over the last 40 years. And then I think more recently, we've shifted to where the health status challenges for Alaska are really behavioral. They are about drinking and eating too much unhealthy food and smoking and all the behaviors that are going to cause big new problems for Alaskans in the next 20 years. So it's kind of like, well, how do we continue to bring that innovation so that we can address those kind of problems, which are in many ways much more difficult to solve than infectious disease?
You, Mr. Sherry, have had a long tenure in the healthcare field and in management of it. What was your own role in developing the Native-owned health system in Alaska?
Well, I had the pleasure of working for 20 years with Tanana Chiefs Conference in Fairbanks, became their healthcare administrator. In the second part of my life, I guess I've worked more on the statewide level. It was a big challenge to develop the Alaska Native Tribal Health Consortium, and I had the opportunity to be their CEO for the first 10 years.
How difficult was it to make the transition from federal control to tribal control of Native health care?
Well, one of the biggest changes in Alaska's health care in the last 40 years has been that the Native community's taken on its own responsibility for health care for themselves. And, that it's a process that the Alaska Federation of Natives called for back in 1975. They wanted to see it happen in 10 years, and it ended up taking 25 years really to be fully realized. But so we've had a major shift in a very large sector of the Alaska health system. It took a long time because people needed to be organized, people needed to develop the organizational capacity and do the strategy work that was necessary. But I think Alaska can be proud that it has one of the most comprehensive Native-owned healthcare systems in America. So that's been a really encouraging thing to see happen.
Paul Sherry was CEO of the Alaska Native Tribal Health Consortium.